Hi, I'm Susana Jurado. I hope you are enjoying the summit and thank you very much for listening to this clip. Let's start with the first question. What you're most proud of in 2019? First of all, we had our Lean Elephants Entrepreneurship and Innovation Framework up and running for 7 years now. And we have incubated more than 70 ventures. 18 of them have been transferred to the business units for their exploitation. What we are proud of, and I'm particularly proud of, is that we keep learning and evolving and always looking for what's next. And second, we have been helping other organizations inside the company with the adoption of both entrepreneurship and the lean startup mindset. This may seem like a small thing to be proud of, but the reality is that being a pioneer requires a lot of studying and experimentation to test new ways of doing things and new ways of approaching the challenges that keep emerging. Second question, what are the 1 to 3 key challenges you have overcome in 2019 and how? To be honest, we had to face several challenges, but if I had to choose one of the biggest ones was to show and measure the impact innovation has in the company, in the business. To solve it, we have defined a framework that combines tracking the impact that products, services, and even technologies that came from our innovation portfolio are already having in the business because they are already out there in the market. And we combine this with measuring the value creation and the impact that our current portfolio of ventures can bring in the future for the company. With this framework, we are not only tracking revenues and efficiencies, but also talent. Because basically we are transferring people to other organizations inside the company that not only have the knowledge and expertise around these new business models, but they also have special skills like dealing with uncertainty and risk. We also track her reputation. There are several scientific studies that show that innovation contributes to the image of the company and to the perception that customers have of the brand. And therefore, it has an impact in reputation of the company. Of course, I wouldn't dare say we have overcome this challenge completely. I think this is something we have to keep evolving and keep looking for other ways to measure the impact we are having in the company through innovation. Third question. How do you think you as individual, a team, and or a company are doing things differently and better than others? What's your unique sauce? Well, I think we are pioneers and ahead of others because we are always in contact with the world outside, with what is happening out there in other companies, in other industries, in other markets. We are always listening to what's happening and trying to foresee what's going to be next. Of course, we're also there to try new things, experiment and learn. Basically, what we are doing is applying the same way of working and mindset we have in our innovation ventures to defining and evolving the way we innovate. So we are innovating in our Lean Elephants framework in a similar way to our internal startups, internal ventures. And this is because we understand that innovation in the way we are doing things is also part of our job, is part of our innovation organization as well. We have also a key role in transforming the company, and that's something we have understood, and that's why I think we are ahead or from others. Fourth question. What do you see as most important trend for corporate innovation in general for 2020 and beyond? I don't have a crystal ball, so it's very difficult to make predictions. But I think the pressure in corporations for delivering business value is going to keep increasing. And this, of course, applies to innovators as well. As a result, probably the adoption in the corporate world of things that come from the startup world will continue to increase. And I'm not talking about only about partnerships and collaborations with the startups incubation or acceleration programs, etc. I'm also talking about the adoption of the way of doing things, their way of working. I'm talking about methodologies like Lean Startup or approaches like entrepreneurship. And as this happens, I think the pressure for demonstrating that this is generating impact and creating value for the company will also increase. So I think innovation accounting is going to be probably a very hot topic in the next years. And I think all the things like scaling up and dual leadership are going to also be important. But if I had to choose one, I would choose innovation accounting. Okay, fifth question, a final message for all your peers around the world. I think that working in corporate innovation is a privilege because it gives you the opportunity to learn something new every day, and that's something amazing. I'm not saying it's an easy job, because it's not, but it definitely makes it almost, and I say almost, every day exciting. So I'm sure we can learn a lot from each other. We can learn from each other's experiences. So thank you, innovators, for giving us not only the opportunity to share, but also to hear experiences from others. And of course, I'm more than happy to connect and discuss about corporate innovation. And well, that's all. Thanks again for listening to the clip and keep enjoying the summit. Hasta la vista.